Waking Up with Anastasia and Warren. Joy 94.9.
29 minutes to 7, 12 degrees in Melbourne, heading for 15 today. Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, Warren. How are you, darling?
I'm
bouncing in your seat there.
I am. Good morning, Melbourne.
After the three coffees we've had this morning.
I've only had two.
Whoa.
Although you did bring one in and it wasn't
How bad is it? Offensive. It tastes like petrol.
But we did make one.
We did.
It was very nice. Thank you very much.
Have you had a good week, darling?
I've had a fantastic week, thank you.
Yes? Why so fantastic?
Just done lots of stuff. I'll tell you about some things later. How about you?
I've been good. I've had a good week too. I've had a bit of a party. We'll talk about name days a little bit later on. If you're Greek and you're a wog, you'll get what I'm talking about. But I feel good.
Also, if you can't eat peanuts or peanut butter, we have a peanut butter addiction, as we always talk about it.
Yes.
We might have an answer for you. Plus, what do you eat after sex?
God.
Also, some benefits of exercising in the cold, all that and more. Now, you did post a photo up on our Facebook page of your father cooking a barbecue.
Oh, my God, a full-on barbecue.
Which was quite funny because I think there was every animal under the sun.
Oh, there was every
barbecue.
Animal there, yeah. And I got the whole pep talk about why I'm a vegetarian.
But I want to ask you, do you find, do people smell different because of what they eat?
Look, I follow my nose most times, but look, I don't usually go and sniff people to see whether they're vegan or not.
Well, you know you might be
but
able
I'm
to.
But I'm guessing you'd probably, if you're eating a lot of dairy and meat, you probably would have, you'd smell a lot worse than someone that doesn't.
Well, I've got some research that I reckon is going to make men eat a lot more vegetables.
You eat a lot of chicken, so I'd say you smell
like chicken stock cube.
Chicken palate.
Macquarie University has done some research that has found people like the smell of men who eat more vegetables and fewer carbs.
There you go.
Yep, whereas the body odour of men who ate a lot of refined carbohydrates like bread and pasta was less appealing.
Right. What about men that eat lots of meat?
Aren't less appealing than those who eat more vegetables. Apparently it deposits something on the skin that smells better and makes you more attractive.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And you know how they tested
it? Get off the chicken, Warren.
This was the testing of it. They had the men put on a clean T-shirt and exercise after each of them had been eating a certain diet for several days.
Oh, wow.
And afterwards they got these people who were brought in to sniff the T-shirts.
Do you know what? I'd sniff it because there's something that's really sexy about body odour, especially if I'm attracted to somebody. Now, I would be the sniffer. I'd get employed to sniff, and I can guarantee the guy that's eating no meat would smell a lot hotter. The armpits. I'd be stuck on those armpits.
Isn't it funny? I ate some lamb a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't be sniffing your pits.
I remember someone said to me, oh, my goodness, I can smell it. It's coming through your pores.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Yuck. You're very, very perky. Now, you've had two coffees. I reckon you've had three.
Yeah.
But you're a lot happier than what you usually
are. I'm always happy.
No, but too perky. It's actually annoying the hell out of me. I don't know why I'm getting irritated. Did you have sex last night or something?
That's a very personal question.
Well, did you? Because why are you so happy this morning?
No, I just had a really good sleep.
Did you
have sex last night?
Well, with myself, of course, darling.
Did you?
I have sex with myself every night.
When you do.
It's self-love, darling.
So, when you do.
I have a very high self-esteem.
When you do have sex.
Yes. With myself.
Well, over with someone. What do you like to do afterwards? Do you eat food?
Look, in the old days, I used to light up a durry. Now, if you're wondering what a durry is,
what's a durry?
A cigarette, darling.
Oh, really?
Loved a cigarette. Had to have a cigarette straight after
it. What if your partner didn't smoke?
Bad luck. But there's nothing like a good smoke after it. But look, you know what? I'd probably get into something quite fatty because we've burnt off a couple of calories, darling. So, you know, potato cakes would do the job.
Potato, you'd go off down to the fish and chip shop.
Or a galoto borico, or a custard Greek tart. That would do it. Or a kebab, darling.
A kebab,
What about you? Probably have a hot dog. Can't get enough.
No, I don't know. I don't tend to get hungry. I like to just sit there and cuddle.
Oh.
How's that? Well, according to new research, pizza is the most popular food to eat right after sex.
Oh, darling.
It is pizza. But imagine lying there.
Dollar supper pizza, thank you.
Pasta was a distant second. Which is not surprising, I suppose. Pizza's one of the most popular.
Imagine downing a gnocchi carbonari straight after a sex session.
But just imagine if it's one of those one-night stands you want to get rid of and you're waiting for the delivery to arrive. Oh. I was down your side of town last night.
On Chapel Street.
Down Chapel Street.
Right.
Look, I must,
you're not a fan, are you?
I'm not a fan of Chapel Street, right. I must admit. I find.
Are you not a fan of both sides? Because there's the South Yarra side and then there's the Windsor and Prahran side. Well, Windsor side.
I probably prefer the Windsor side, I think.
So were you on that side last night?
Yeah, I was that side. But I don't know, I just...
It probably does your head in because it's very busy, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but
there's a lot of traffic.
I had a nice meal and with a friend of mine, which was lovely.
Oh, lovely, darling.
Yeah, and I was thinking I might bump into you.
No. I would have been making love to myself in bed because I get up for breakfast radio to entertain our gorgeous listeners. But you know what? I will say, if you're not a fan of Chapel Street, then you wouldn't like it in the mornings. Now, on the weekend, it's actually hilarious because I'll get up and journal write. Now, we know this. I always write. And it's becoming more and more creative because Chapel Street is really funny on the weekend because people are coming out of the clubs.
So is... okay.
So, you know, I sit at a cafe and just watch people go by. And I had one woman come up to me the other day and say to me, it was on the weekend, and she said, do you know where... Like, she was asking for a major liquor store, right? And she goes, do you know where that is? And I said, yeah, it's over the two blocks, just keep on. She's like, oh, where? And she clearly had a couple of drinks. And then she wanted to start a conversation. I was getting a little bit annoyed because I wanted to keep on. She goes, look, I'm addicted to orgasms. And I just looked at her and said, sorry. And she's like, I'm addicted to orgasms. I need to have an orgasm.
She said that to you?
I swear to God. And I was like, oh, my God. And I had nothing to say. I said, look, I can't help you with that. Just keep going. That's where the major liquor store is. I felt really bad of telling her where it was. But what do you say to that?
You could have asked her, what does she eat afterwards?
Are you ready for marriage equality, Warren?
I am. Bring it on.
Whether you need to enrol for the first time, update your postal address, or simply check your enrolment status, now is the time to do it. At Joy, we want you to stop what you're doing for 60 seconds and head to check.aec.gov.au to ensure that your details are correct. The best way to respond to the postal plebiscite is to vote yes. Head to check.aec.gov.au now. We only have until 5 p.m. August 24th to get yes ready for marriage equality. A community message from Joy at 94.9.
Melbourne.
Yes, my darling.
Has been voted the world's most livable city again.
You're kidding.
Absolutely.
This feels like it's happening every week.
For the 7th year running.
You're kidding,
right? In the Economist Intelligence Unit's Global Livability Report.
Yeah, look, I don't want to sound negative, but sometimes I think we gloss over the reality of it.
I reckon we do too.
Getting to Joy in the morning, the amount of people that I walk past that are homeless is quite frightening, really.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's taken into account. It says that the report looks at factors including crime, access to healthcare, public transport, how good the food is, culture and temperature.
Mm.
I'm sure there's some other things, but there's nothing about sort of, you know, social status, anything like that. So I think you're right. That's probably...
Yeah, I don't know. There's something that just doesn't sit with me right about it, and I think we do gloss over it a little bit.
And do you notice, on the way in the morning, there seems to be more and more.
More and more all the time. And it's heartbreaking.
Anastasia, on the weekend, I had a... someone offered me some sugarless chocolate, which I should have looked at the ingredients, and I didn't beforehand, but I have a reaction to a certain sweetener that replace sugar with.
Yes.
And as soon as I had it, I could just feel my... Oh, my God.
Cut to the chase. Were you on the bowl or not?
Oh, my God, it was horrible.
Yeah, red face on the bowl for
red
days.
Red face. I was
you
just horrible.
Darling.
It didn't last too long, but it was...
Yeah, how embarrassing.
Absolutely.
Hey, but you know what I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for kids that have allergic reactions to peanuts because they get to miss out on the peanut butter thing, imagine you and me being allergic to peanut butter.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
That's our life.
That's
I had a whole tub last night to myself and then passed out.
We do have a peanut butter problem.
Yeah.
But there's been some treatment happening in Melbourne where 2/3 of children with peanut allergies have been apparently cured. Of the condition through a world-first Melbourne medical breakthrough that may be adapted to other food allergies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's some good medical research going on in town
at the
moment.
Yes, I feel like smearing peanut butter all over you right now.
No, don't do that. Colin, have you got any food allergies?
No, I think my main problem is actually overindulging in food generally.
I
sometimes, you know, dislike, say, Brussels sprouts, but it's not an actual allergy. So interesting research overnight with this breakthrough in the treatment of peanut allergy in kids.
I know, it's fantastic. I feel for kids who can't have their peanut butter.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Thanks.
And also monkeys, imagine if they were allergic to it as well.
Thanks, Colin.
Hey, Hey, Warren, you might be interested in this because you have a bit of an obsession with this.
What?
A certain brand is selling a handbag that pays homage to the poo emoji. Yeah, the bag, which has been released to correspond with emoji movie film, is shaped like poo and features a bow tie and smirking face. And we all know, and if you don't know, Warren does have a little bit of a fixation with poo.
I do not. I just send you the poo emoji all the time.
Hello. With every message you send, there's a poo emoji. Or a pig farting and then it turns into a poo. I mean, obsessed. I'm buying you a handbag. You need one. Are you ready for marriage equality, Warren?
Yes.
You sure?
Are you?
Yes, I certainly am.
Who are you going to marry?
Who am I going to marry? I haven't found love yet.
At this rate, we'll have to marry each other.
Yeah, we don't do very good on that side, do we? We just got a message in. We've got so many, but the recent one is from Mick. He happens to share the same birthday with me, Warren, July the 31st.
Wow.
But he says that he would like to marry you and celebrate my birthday with you. So he's trying to, and he also skis. So
oh,
there
perfect.
You go.
That's the criteria.
Maybe that's who you can marry, darling.
Yeah, that'll do. Come on, Mick.
Yeah.
History has been made, speaking of marriage, in the UK by a Hindu and a Jewish woman who wed each other and was believed to be Britain's...
Wed each other or wed each other?
Wed each other.
Okay, I was going to say, darling.
They may have wed each other as well.
This is a big tats breakfast radio.
In what is believed to be Britain's first interfaith lesbian wedding.
Right.
They tied the knot on Saturday, 20 years after falling for each other on a training course. How lovely
is that?
That's
gorgeous. And they wet themselves and then they wet themselves.
They wet themselves and then they wet themselves. They struggled to find a Hindu priest to carry out the service, but they eventually did find one and had a lovely Hindu service.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Hopefully we'll be able to do it here soon.
Yeah, I can't wait to stuff myself with vegan cake at my wedding day.
And then wet yourself. How's your gym routine going? Because you've just rejoined after, how many months was it, 7 months?
It was
or
about 8 months.
Eight months.
Yeah, I know.
How's it going?
Well, you know what's actually really funny? I haven't been.
What?
So I joined last Thursday,
You've
right?
You've been telling me I'm going to the gym. What have you been? You've been going to the gym.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
I've just been in my head. I've been going, oh, maybe I'll start on Monday. And I've been finding excuses of the personal trainer. He has to call me to set up the whole initiation of the gym. But what's actually really funny is we finally got a hold of him yesterday and he said, okay, let's do it Tuesday. We'll do your training session on Tuesday. You know, he's going through the whole thing. He's like, make sure you bring a towel and water. And automatically in my head, I'm thinking, towel? What do you mean? I thought you were just going to show me the weights and stuff. So I was already cracking it, thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to actually work. So it's not going so well, but I guarantee you, Warren, I promise, as of next week, I'm going to go hard.
You're going to start?
Oh, yeah. Got to get this body ready for summer, darling.
Do you prefer to exercise in the hot or the cold?
Well, at this rate, no weather. No. But I do prefer exercising in the warm weather.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it.
I prefer freezing.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely.
So you'd rather be shaking than going for a walk?
Oh,
do you know
yeah,
it's actually
definitely.
Better for you, though? You lose more calories that way?
Yeah, because apparently when you're cold, you generate brown fat.
Oh, do you?
I was reading about this. Yeah, and apparently brown fat is what generates the heat in our bodies.
Oh, yes.
But the good thing about it is it burns up energy.
There you go.
So it can burn up all that white
Maybe
fat.
Maybe you should carry around
awful.
A bucket of ice with you at all times and dip your head in it.
But it's interesting.
Freeze yourself.
Because the gym I go to... The gym I go to doesn't have air conditioning. So in
I know,
summer,
I used to go to
oh
that.
My goodness, it's so hot. Yeah. It's just horrible. So I wouldn't be putting any brown fat on there, that's for sure.
We got a message in. We got lots of messages in. But one of those messages was from Rachel. She says, just checked out the photo on your Facebook page. And if all of you want to check out this photo, you need to lick us and like us first and head over, just type in Anastasia and Warren in your search engine and check out the photo of Warren. She says,
I think it's
safe to say Warren has been spending too much time at the snow. He's so pasty now. Hopefully that daddy diaper catches all the, you know what, Warren is cracking today. Rachel, that's hilarious. And trust me, darling, I'm having to put up with it. I'm having to wear it. We got another message in from also from Joey. He's wet himself. He really wants this double pass. And he's offering for me to sniff his armpits.
Oh, we were talking earlier about a new study that shows that men who eat more vegetables apparently yes. smell better and are therefore more attractive.
And I love an armpit.
But part of the study, the test was they got people to sniff their T-shirts after they'd been exercising.
Oh, God, I
so Anastasia
that.
Wanted there's, to be one of the sniffers.
There's a turn on about that.
Some smells,
so,
yeah.
Joey, send over the T-shirt, darling, I'll let you know.
We just had a very intimate moment.
We did. Isn't it hilarious when you share the same cubicle?
We didn't share this. We didn't do that at all.
Because we've got unisex toilets here at Joy. So it was kind of funny listening to you do your business and me do my business.
Oh, now, I've got to ask you a question.
We need music in there louder.
It needs
put
to be
the volume
louder.
Up.
I've got to ask
Stop interrupting my flow. You know what I mean?
Your flow, you are so loud. Can I, like, it's like it's a competition.
Hey, relax, mate. Listen, the reason I'm loud is because I don't sit on the toilet seat. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you
My
don't...
mother taught me that you're going to get germs if you sit on that seat.
Have you got eyes in your bum?
No, but I stand. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, actually, that may not be such a bad thing.
Right.
Because I was reading an article this week that apparently if you cover the seat
yes.
in toilet paper...
Oh, people, how can you be bothered doing that?
Well, this article was saying that when people flush, the germs are aerated and spread through the air and they actually land on the toilet paper, so it may not be the cleanest thing. And apparently the seats themselves are designed not to have whatever
See,
the germs are
See, I've been doing it
on
right the whole time then.
So you've been doing it the
yeah,
right
I
way.
Squat. Depends where I am. If I'm out in the bush,
just
nothing
long,
wrong with a squat, babe.
Just as long as you don't miss, because I don't want to go in after you.
Hey, now listen, Warren, you had a massive weekend this weekend.
It was a huge weekend.
One of the things that you love the most and you're in your power in is skiing and radio. They're the two things that you really are passionate about and you're always in your power. Now, you were there on the weekend and a lot of stuff happened.
Oh, my goodness.
I
went up with a group of friends. We go up every year and we have such a fantastic time. And it was we're going to have 3 days of skiing. We had day one and we had about four runs and we were going down together. I was leading and there was someone behind me. We were all sort of in single file, hooning down this run. And then we got to the bend of it and one of my friends was at the back, didn't turn up. And we think, oh, my goodness, what's happened? We were waiting for about 5 minutes and he didn't come down. We couldn't see him. So I went back up the chairlift, came back down again, and he'd broken his leg.
Oh, no
way. It was
way.
Just so sad. It was awful to see. He was in so much pain. And the ski patrol and the medical staff at Falls Creek were absolutely amazing. Mm. I can't rave about them enough. But the funny thing is he's such a trooper and he said, oh, why don't you guys just keep skiing? He's sitting there with his bone sticking out in so much pain and I thought, what a courageous guy.
Yeah,
and
totally.
All he was worried about was impacting everyone else's fun for the weekend. How good is that?
Well, it's quite beautiful. He sounds like a little empath, doesn't he? He's worried about ruining everyone else's holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, so the poor guy, so he was rushed to Albury Hospital. He's still there. So, Cam, if you're listening, we hope you feel better soon and your leg is better.
Now you also achieved some massive breakthroughs didn't you?
Yeah, because the next day I was very nervous, of course. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, maybe I should slow down and not be so courageous. And then I thought, you know what, fear is something that holds us back from everything all the time. There's a particular run there that I never go down because it's in the... Everyone looks at it. It's right under a chairlift. It's black. It's so hard. And I thought, I've been wanting to do this for years. And so I just did it and I pushed through it.
You went through the black and hard bit.
I did. And it felt amazing. It was so good.
You are amazing. No, look, jokes aside, I think it's pretty symbolic of what you've been going through of late and that you have been pushing through stuff. And I think that's incredible.
But it just shows. So feel your fear.
Feel your fear. And wear diapers.
And wear diapers when you do it. You won't have to wear them the second time. Now, what's going on with you? Mm. Why are you so fidgety today? You've been running in and out to the bathroom.
No. Look, I'm obsessed with Japanese people. I'm obsessed with Japan, to be honest, because they're very innovative. They're the first ones to invent stuff, right?
Yep.
And what they've done is they've created some crotch jewellery.
Oh,
right? I hopped onto a site and got it delivered. Because now I'm back in the dating world, darling, and I've got to think outside the box. So I've got some crotch jewellery on today. And it's exciting. I mean, it is a little bit uncomfortable.
Can I see it?
But if I forget about it...
Stand up. Show me.
Look, it's only 10 centimetres long, right? But it's, the metal chain loop is meant to be worn outside the underwear.
So there's...
But I thought I'd wear it with my pants.
The visual is Anastasia... See, you can sit down now. There's two chains. They're about 10 centimetres long hanging down and they've got these balls or something on the end of it. I didn't quite see what they were. But what is it attached to something? How do you...
Well, it's attached to my undies, darling.
Oh, is it?
So it's a big surprise when you get under my skirt.
Oh, okay. Did you wear it to a date recently?
Well, they didn't turn up. Can you imagine?
Oh, just as well.
They missed out.
A furious bride-to-be has had an argument with her fiancé.
Right.
This is in the UK.
Yes.
Driving for 6 kilometres with him on the bonnet of their new car.
Right.
After she caught him smoking indoors.
You're kidding, right?
No, the drunk...
So that was his punishment on the
Yeah, that was a punishment.
That's not punishment. I love it.
The drunk fiancé reached speeds of up to 113 kilometres per hour, swerving and braking hard to try and shake her partner off the car. Fortunately, he only suffered a few cuts and bruises. He didn't fall off the car, but maybe you'll do that to me if we get married.
Oh, darling, I'll do more to you than that, trust me.
A major shoe company
that I
used to wear as a kid at school
Did
as
you?
Well has sparked a sexism row after it named a girls' shoe range Dolly Babe and the boys' range Leader.
You're kidding me.
No, not at all. That's exactly what happened. And following a backlash, there's been a complete backlash over it. Mm. The Dolly Babe range, which features heart print detail, has been withdrawn from their website. And the firm has said they're removing the name from in-store products. But the boys' one, which is called Leader, which carries a football image, remains on sale. Mm. How silly is that?
That's ridiculous.
What are you doing? You've got your... crotch jewellery dangling.
Sorry, every time I move, it kind of hangs. I'm sorry, darling.
And earlier on, we were talking about Anastasia. She's got this fetish for Japanese things. And
well, it's not fetish. Look, I like to keep up with the times, darling.
And there's two chains hanging between her crotch with some sort of dangly bits on the end of it, and it's meant to be some sort of new jewellery trend.
Well, it's sexy.
Can I take a photo and put it up? We love a prank here, don't we?
Oh, love a prank.
We love a good prank. Well, there's been one in the US where a driverless car made headlines. It was spotted driving around in Virginia.
That's hysterical.
And everyone was saying, oh,
so
my
God. So it was a headless person driving, was it?
It was just a driverless car driving around. And news crews were trying to investigate who was driving the car or which company was developing this car that seemed to be doing a really good job.
That is brilliant.
But after investigating, they found out there was a guy dressed as a car seat.
Oh, my God.
And he'd cut out a bit of the original car seat and sunk into it so you couldn't see him and his eyes were covered in everything.
That is so clever and so interesting. I'd love pranks like that.
Yeah, so do I. It was really, really
Getting
good.
Getting excited.
That's it for us.
Oh, my God, no.
We're back again tomorrow from 6:30.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great Thursday. See you then.